Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison. On this evening's show, we've got some songs about guys and gals, and we're going to celebrate the birthday of Joseph Mack. But to get us started, I learned a new word the other day. The word is eponymous. E-P-O-N-Y-M-O-U-S. Eponymous is an adjective from the Greek and first appearing in English in 1846, meaning of, relating to, or being one for whom something is named or is believed to be named, or being or having a name that is based on or derived from the name of one associated with it. For example, there are a large number of eponymous diseases, including Parkinson's disease and Alzheimer's disease. There are also eponymous animals and birds, such as Townsend's warbler. There are also eponymous songs, which is what we're going to play in this first segment of the show, beginning with the Henderson Stomp.
Thank you.
George E. Lee and his Novelty Singing Orchestra and Merritt Stomp from 1927. The Merritt in Merritt Stomp, M-E-R-R-I-T, refers to the Merritt record label created by Winston M.W. Holmes. The Holmes Music Company store was located on East 18th Street in Kansas City, and the recordings were made on the premises. Bandleader, pianist, saxophonist, and vocalist George E. Lee made only 8 recordings, but was one of Benny Moten's chief rivals in Kansas City. George's sister, Julia Lee, played piano in the recording we just heard, and the band also included Thurston Sox Moppins on trombone. And we started this eponymous set of songs and the show with the Fletcher Henderson Orchestra, with Fats Waller on piano, Don Redman's clarinet and alto sax, and Coleman Hawkins on clarinet and tenor sax, and Henderson Stomp. Here are a couple more eponymous songs. Wiley Avenue Blues, Albert Abbey Brunies and his Halfway House Orchestra, recording in New Orleans for Columbia on April 27, 1928. Many of the band's recordings were not issued in the 1920s, if at all. Wiley Avenue Blues was issued on 78 only in Australia. Wiley Avenue Blues was preceded by Joe Venuti's Blue Five, with Howard Phillips taking the vocal on Hiawatha's Lullaby from 1933. Some eponymous songs on rapidly rotating records with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We'll have some eponymous bands later on in the show, but we'll be back to celebrate a birthday when we return right after this. Last week, November 27th, marked the birth in 1870 of Joseph Mack. He and his brothers John, Augustus, and William opened their first truck manufacturing plant in 1900, and that same year introduced their first successful vehicle, a 40-horsepower, 20-passenger bus. The Mack bus was built for sightseeing concessionaire Harrison McGuire and operated in Brooklyn's Prospect Park for 8 years before being converted into a truck. The vehicle racked up 1,000,000 miles of service and became known as Old Number One. So here, in tribute to the Mack brothers, is Roy Fox.
Thank you. it on for hours through the flowers. When the pastures make room and whisper bride and groom dance out on a verse. Doing one scene, loving every detail, you can be sure that I show you it is. Your honeymoon always will do in one season. Slow down, roots when heaven in the near things of heaven, I know. Speed up, start hitting six and my heart jumping up. Oh, oh, what a burn. Eyes on the birds, kisses empty maiden, they were waiting. Then it's time to light the lamps and hurt to the schemes, that's eyes on a verse.
Teddy Stauffer and the Original Teddies and Us on a Bus, recorded in Berlin, Germany on April 5, 1937. The vocal refrain was by Billy Toffel, who also played guitar in the band. Ernest Henry Stauffer was born on May 2, 1909. He began his musical career in 1927 playing violin and saxophone in the city of Bern, Germany. The symbol for Bern is a bear, which is how he came to be known as Teddy. Before Teddy Stauffer, it was Roy Fox and his band, October 17, 1935, with Mary Lee taking the vocal on Truckin'. Roy Fox was born October 25, 1901, in Denver, Colorado, but his family moved soon thereafter to Santa Monica, California, where Roy took trumpet lessons. His first job was working in a bank, but he would play trumpet after work and was soon making more money doing that than he was at the bank, and so decided to go full-time into music. While playing at Marcel's restaurant, he was heard by Mike Lyman, bandleader Abe Lyman's brother and owner of the Sunset Inn, where Abe Lyman led the band. As a result, Roy Fox opened at the Sunset Inn, and it was there that he developed his soft style of playing, which later earned him the nickname of the Whispering Cornetist. In 1930, he received an invitation to play a six-week season at London's Café de Paris, but at the end of the 6 weeks, when the American members of the band returned to the States, Roy stayed behind for good. Here are a couple more Truckin' songs on rapidly rotating records.
You gotta know how to truck. I just can't explain the motions that you go through in it. Still, I know that you're a lame if you don't soon begin it. Oh, truck on down, truck on down. Oh, face, love it, no denying. Don't start laughing, I ain't lying. Eskimos are even trying. Truck, trucking on down. We'll be right back.
here in Harlem. So someone started trucking. As soon as the news got round, the folks downtown came up to Harlem, saw everybody trucking. It didn't take long before the hi-hats were doing it, Paul Cam were doing it all over town. You see them scuffling, shuffling, trucking along. It spread like forest blaze, became a craze, and thanks to Harlem now, everybody's trucking.
Truckin', written by Ted Kohler and Rube Bloom from Cotton Club Parade, Ivy Anderson with Duke Ellington and his orchestra in 1936. Ivy Anderson was born in Gilroy, California, garlic capital of the world, by the way, on July 10, 1905. She began performing in Los Angeles about 1921 before singing at the Cotton Club in Harlem in 1925. She returned to L.A. and performed with Paul Howard. She was with Earl Hines in 1930 and worked with Duke Ellington from 1931 to 42 and was the first to record It Don't Mean a Thing. She appears in the Marx Brothers film A Day at the Races, in which she sings All God's Chillin' Got Rhythm. Ivy Anderson died in Los Angeles on December 28, 1949. Truckin' was preceded by George Scott Wood and his orchestra, with Marjorie Stedford vocalizing on Truckin' On Down, November 13, 1935. Marjorie Stedford was born in Australia in 1909 and arrived in Britain in 1935, where she soon became a hit. She sang and recorded with Jack Jackson, Geraldo, Jack Harris, and Carol Gibbons. Later on, she returned to Australia. Some bus and truck songs to commemorate the birth of Joseph Mack on November 27, 1870. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Have a request? Have a comment about the show? I'd love to hear from you. You can send email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Well, we had some eponymous songs in the first segment of the show. We'll be back with some performances by eponymous bands when we return right after this. For those of you who tuned in at the beginning of the show, let's review, shall we? What does eponymous mean? That's right. For those of you who, as they say, just tuned in, eponymous means being or having a name that is based on or derived from the name of one associated with it. For example, Waring's Pennsylvanians. And here they are with one of my favorite songs. Thank you.
Gloriana, ba ba da 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 da. Look at that baby there, blue eyes and golden hair, lovely, gorgeous, that's Gloriana. Ain't she the image of someone you'd care to love? Oh, oh, so, so, that's Gloriana. Her lips are so inviting, her arms are so exciting, her looks are dynamiting. Keep away from that explosion, she stands out like a gem. They made just one of them, lovely, gorgeous Gloriana.
Hitch's Happy Harmonists and Nightingale Rag Blues from a Jeanette 78 recorded on January 19, 1925 in Richmond, Indiana. Curtis Hitch led Hitch's Happy Harmonists in Indiana from 1922 to 1927. That song is actually Ragtime Nightingale, written by Joseph Lamb and published in 1915. Blues was added to the title by Curtis Hitch just to be fashionable. And before Hitch's Happy Harmonists, it was another eponymous band, Waring's Pennsylvanians and Gloriana, written by Lou Pollock. Claire Hanlon, trombonist in the band, performed the vocal, and the tuba solo was courtesy of Eddie Riddell. Gloriana was recorded on December 14, 1928. Here are two more eponymous bands.
Thank you.
Louis Dumain's Jazzola 8 and Pretty Audrey, written by Eddie Jackson and Morris Rouse, pianist in the band. Pretty Audrey was recorded by Victor in New Orleans on March 7, 1927, while on a field recording tour of the South and Midwest. Pretty Audrey was preceded by Freddie Keppard's Jazz Cardinals in Chicago in 1926 and Stockyard Strut. Freddie Keppard played trumpet, Johnny Dodds on clarinet, and Jasper Taylor on woodblocks. This Paramount recording was made acoustically, without benefit of microphones and electrical amplification, in September of 1926, by which time the big recording companies were recording electrically. Paramount wouldn't come into the electrical age until around 1928 or 29. And where else are you going to hear acoustic records but here on Rapidly Rotating Records with your acoustic host, Glenn Robison? We'll be back with some guys and gals when we return right after this. The name of the show is Rapidly Rotating Records, and the name of the host is Glenn Robison. For no particular reason, here's a set of songs about guys and gals, starting off with Harry Reaser's Six Jumping Jacks.
Oh, she's the sweetheart of six other guys. Goes to dance with Billy. On Saturday, it's Percy that buys. Sunday's my only time with that bozo of mine, 'cause she's the sweetheart of six other guys.
Someone's coming to say hello, hello. play with Canberra. Let's all meet her, there's no one sweeter I know. But da 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 da. You can rave and shout about your gals in town. Wait till you see that out-of-town gal of mine, of mine. They don't make them sweeter than sweet Mary Brown. Wait till you see that out-of-town gal of mine. Right now you think I'm not a smarty, but wait and hesitate until you see that certain party. Imagine Venus dressed in a blue gingham gown. Wait till you see that out-of-town gal of
with the vocal refrain by Bing Crosby, Harry Barris, Al Rinker, and Jack Fulton, Paul Whiteman and his orchestra on June 17, 1928, and Walter Donaldson's Out of Town Gal. And we started this Guys and Gals set of songs with Harry Reaser's Six Jumping Jacks just a couple of months earlier on April 13, 1928, and She's the Sweetheart of Six Other Guys, with the vocal by... That's right, Tommy Stax. There are a ton of songs about gals, but very few about guys. But here's one by Mae West.
What takes his time, I'll go for any time. I'm a fast-moving gal, I'd like some slow. Got no use for fancy driving, wanna see a guy arriving in low. I'd be satisfied, electrified, I know a guy what takes his time. A hurry-up affair, I always give the air. Wouldn't give any Russian gent a smile. I could go for any singer who would condescend to linger a while. But a lullaby would be supplied to have a guy what takes his time. Oh, a guy what takes his time, I'll go for any time. A hasty job really spoils the master's touch. I don't like a big commotion, I'm a demon for slow motion or such. Why should I deny that I would die to know a guy what takes his time? There isn't any fun in getting something done if you're rushed when you have to make the grade. I can spot an amateur, appreciate a connoisseur at his trade. Who would qualify, no alibi, to be the guy what takes his time? Oh, oh, oh.
I know a lot of salty babies who'd make a lot of fellas fall. Of all these South Sea Island babies, should be the sweetest of them all. There's a wah-wah gal in our Caliente. What a wah-wah, 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 what a gal. She's got that thing, I think you'll like her plenty. What a wah-wah, 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 what a gal. Why, you can have each hula, hot bamboula, baby. You can have each jolly, hot tamale sow. For that wah-wah gal in wah-wah Caliente. What a wah-wah, 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 what a gal.
A few minutes ago, we heard Out of Town Gal, written by Walter Donaldson. And we just heard another Walter Donaldson tune. There's a Wah-Wah Gal in Agua Caliente, performed by the Boswell Sisters, from an early 1930s Continental Broadcasting Corporation radio transcription made during their West Coast period. And before the syncopating harmonists from New Orleans, it was Mae West from her 1933 Paramount picture, She Done Him Wrong, in which she plays Lady Diamond Lou, a recreation of her 1928 Broadway stage play Diamond Lil. The box office hit was shot in 3 weeks, including rehearsal time, and received an Academy Award nomination for Best Picture, but it lost out to Cavalcade. She Done Him Wrong contains the often misquoted line, "Why don't you come up sometime and see me?" When I meet someone for the first time, I'll often ask, "Why don't you tune in sometime and hear me?" And I hope you'll tune in or click in again next week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s and music to which you can't not tap your toes. It's Rapidly Rotating Records with your host, Glenn Robison. Your comments and requests are invited and can be sent to Glenn at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or mailed to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Until next week, I thank you for your very kind attention. Thank you.